Chapter 1. 1. Herculaneum, Naples. In the small hours of a Thursday morning, nearly 3 months ago now, the Neapolitan suburb of Herculaneum had been struck by an earthquake measuring 5.2 on the Richter scale. Several people had suffered bad falls, including an old man who'd tripped on his stairs in his hurry to get out, and so had broken his neck and died before the ambulance could arrive. That same afternoon, during rush hour, a second and even more violent quake had claimed 3 more lives and caused dozens more serious injuries. It had put cracks in numerous buildings and had brought down 2 old houses altogether. Roads had been torn open, a footbridge had collapsed, several underground pipes had burst, flooding the town with water and turning the air putrid. The town's famous archaeological sites had been closed for emergency repairs and hadn't yet reopened. The most lasting impact, however, had been the fear. Vesuvius had been dormant so long that everyone living here had grown complacent, tuning out the warnings of the experts and bragging instead about the cheapness of the housing and its convenience for Naples, about its gorgeous views over the sea and the richness of its soil. No one was bragging anymore. The red zone around the great volcano's foothills had been on amber alert ever since, its second highest state of readiness, indicating that a catastrophic eruption was possible within weeks. But everyone knew that was nonsense. Volcanoes weren't expectant mothers waiting patiently for their due dates. They struck when they struck, and that was that. Besides, it was no secret that the experts at the Vesuvius Observatory had already recommended an evacuation, but that the region's politicians had said no. Aware of how chaotic and expensive it would prove, how unforgiving their citizenry would be if no eruption happened. So, everyone was living on their nerves instead, kept jittery by aftershocks and the plume of black smoke that had been rising ominously from the caldera ever since, pumping out.